Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey there, fired up friends. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and sanity in this crazy world we call life. You know that feeling when your to-do list looks longer than a CVS receipt and you're staring at it like it's some ancient alien hieroglyphics? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're tackling procrastination head-on with some seriously powerful strategies to help you prioritize your tasks like a boss. Because let's be honest, who has time to waste spinning their wheels? We're diving deep into the art of laser focus and getting stuff done. We're talking about tools, techniques, and mindset shifts that will help you transform from overwhelmed to unstoppable. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee for me, sparkling water for my healthier side, and get ready to conquer your day. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize like a pro. 1. Know your big rocks. Ever heard of the classic jar experiment? It goes like this. Take a jar and start filling it with pebbles, then sand, and finally water. You'll realize that those big rocks, your most important tasks, need to go in first. Otherwise, they get buried under the smaller stuff, and you end up with a jar full of sand and water, but no room for what truly matters. Identify your big rocks, those projects or goals that have the biggest impact on your life, and make them a priority. 2. The Eisenhower Matrix. Your BFF for decision-making. This genius tool helps you categorize tasks into 4 quadrants. Urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Think of it like a superhero sorting system. Tasks in the first quadrant are your immediate must-dos. The second quadrant is where you build long-term success planners, projects, learn that new skill, and nurture those relationships. You can delegate or even eliminate tasks from the third quadrant. And the fourth. Well, let's be honest, sometimes it's okay to say no to things that don't serve us. 3. Embrace time blocking. Stop letting your day run you like a runaway train. Time blocking is your secret weapon. Schedule specific blocks of time for different tasks, work sessions, creative brainstorming, even those essential breaks, because let's be real, our brains need fuel. This creates structure and focus, making it harder to procrastinate because you've already committed to doing something during that time slot. 4. Say no without guilt. Listen, saying no is a superpower, not a weakness. Overcommitting leads to stress, burnout, and ultimately less productivity. Learn to politely decline tasks that don't align with your priorities or that simply overload your schedule. Remember, it's okay to protect your time and energy. 5. Celebrate the small wins. Don't underestimate the power of a little celebration. Completing even small tasks deserves recognition. It keeps you motivated, builds momentum, and reinforces positive habits. Treat yourself, take a walk, listen to your favorite song, or enjoy that delicious cup of coffee. You earned it. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, who came to me feeling totally swamped. She had a million things on her plate, deadlines, errands, social commitments, you name it. She was constantly juggling and feeling overwhelmed. We used the Eisenhower Matrix together, and she realized that she was spending way too much time on tasks that weren't actually important or urgent. We then implemented time blocking, and Sarah started scheduling dedicated blocks for specific tasks. This brought a sense of structure to her day, and she found herself getting more done in less time. She even started saying no to requests that didn't align with her priorities. Guess what? Sarah's stress levels plummeted, and she had more time to focus on the things that truly mattered to her. So, my fired-up friends, remember this. Prioritizing your tasks isn't about being a productivity machine. It's about creating space for what matters most in your life. It's about living intentionally, not just reacting to the chaos. Take these actionable steps, know your big rocks, use the Eisenhower Matrix, embrace time blocking, say no without guilt, and celebrate those small wins. You've got this. And remember, share your experiences with us. Let's build a community of productivity rockstars together. I can't wait to hear how you're tackling your days. See you tomorrow for another dose of motivation and inspiration.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.